This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Tell me a little bit about real life scenarios, in a sense, where you know, where you felt yourself feeling hopeless or helpless, or feeling like, this is too much for me, I can't handle it, and then how you overcame that obstacle.
SubhanAllah, many of those, alhamdulillah, for all of us, because this is a test of life, so we'll constantly be facing it. But one of my major ones was when I was pregnant with my fourth pregnancy, and it's actually my third child, but fourth pregnancy. And when I found out I was pregnant, I was just like, SubhanAllah. And at that time, I was overwhelmed because it was 4 pregnancies in 5 years. And we had just, you know, I worked full time, I had my other 2 kids, and I just had a business to run. There was just so many things happening. And when I found out I was pregnant, I was just like, oh my God, what am I going to do? How can I go continue working on a PhD, working full time, and do this? And maybe about 2 weeks, I sat there and I felt sorry for myself, like most of us do. And I felt a little bit depressed and I cried and, you know, the normal. And then I slapped myself in the face and said, look, that's it. Get up. The problems, it's not a problem. It's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a blessing, mashallah. Everything that happens is a blessing, and we need to see it that way. But now this has happened, what are you going to do? That's it. Well, what's the solution? Here is the situation. What is the solution? And so I took myself from that position and found solutions. I said, okay, well, I'm going to need a nanny. I'm going to need this. I'm going to need a maid. I'm going to need help. How can I get that? Well, technically, a lot of times we think, okay, we need help, but we can't afford it. Well, I need to do something different to be able to afford it. I realized I've got a master's degree. I need to open up my own business. I need to run it this way. I need to, and I started to do it. That was it. I started to realize it. And subhanAllah, I was 7 months pregnant when I got my first nanny. I had her with me through the pregnancy. I was running my own business. I mean, planned is what I achieved, alhamdulillah, because that's what I wanted, you know. Instead of crying and being sad and depressed and changing my whole lifestyle, I decided, how can I attack this from a different perspective and make it happen and be happy with it? And so when my son was born, mashallah, I would hold him and I'd say, SubhanAllah, I said, you are a blessing, because you made me do things I could have never done if I hadn't been pregnant. He kind of pushed me out of my box and forced me to open up the business, to get a nanny, and to outlook life in a total different way. And had I not been pregnant, I wouldn't have probably done that. I would have been in that comfortable state of life, where now I'm like, you have to be uncomfortable to be comfortable. You cannot. Either you're going to be comfortable in the beginning of your life and become uncomfortable later, like most families and most of our elders are, or you're going to be uncomfortable now by pushing yourself and sacrificing, and later you will be comfortable, inshallah. There's only 2 ways.
Inshallah.